stop eating?
Well, after an epic journey here involving 2 hours sat stationary on the A14, I've arrived in Leicester at Vision 2020. And I've been eavesdropping on a very interesting conversation with Sheila and Schimmel. Okay, I'll go to Sheila because Schimmel's got a mouthful of food. What is Vision 2020 in a nutshell?
It's about new technology and how things will move on in the future and what Leicester will gain from it, I think.
Right, and you went to us. Sorry.
It's also about how we see Leicester City being in 2020. So what is our vision for the city in 2020? So it's that whole blue sky thinking, but also practically, you know, what do we want the city to look and feel like in 2020?
So, and I guess there's an assumption that the future is going to involve a lot of very clever technology. That's kind of why those two things have come together. That it's kind of, what's the future for Leicester? What's the future for technology? And how do the two meet up? Now, what was the session you went to, Schimmel?
My session was around the future of mobile media. And it was presented by Martin Reiser, who works for De Montfort University and leads on a lot of the creative industry technology side of the work that the university does. And it was really, really interesting in terms of the way that technology is moving forward, particularly with the new smartphones and the applications that you can apply to the smartphones and how they can, and how people interact really with the environment around them, but also with the technology that's in front of them too. I found it quite mind-boggling, to be honest. Absolutely fascinating, but at the same time quite scary in a sense, because I personally have an iPhone and I struggle to just use the basic sort of concept of the iPhone, and I know that there's a lot more that you can do with it, but and I was just saying to Sheila that I think the older you get, sometimes the more resilient and also the harder it can be to pick up on such amazing forms of changing technology.
Sheila, where do you think that resilience comes from? Do you agree that older people are resilient to new technology?
Yes, I think they are. We try very hard, but our brains don't work as fast as the technology. And I think you need time to sit down and really learn it. And I find that a problem because I'm a workaholic and I've got too much going on that I don't have the time to actually sit down and learn new ways of working.
It seems to me that a lot of technology is marketed as a novelty for young people. So that actually there's very little effort made to show the practical usage to those of us who aren't impressed by that.
Yeah, I quite agree with you on that one. And I think I went to see the future of retail just now, and I found that really fascinating. But all he was talking about was different websites you can go on, like Workplace and how you do... I can't remember them all because it all came sort of quite fast at us, but it was just intriguing to see so many different ones. I know Facebook, and I only go on it so I can see photos of my grandson, because that's the way I can see the latest ones. I don't converse with many people because I still use email or the phone, and I still believe, and I think this is one problem with the technology, is there's nothing like face-to-face interaction, and that will get rid of that. And I think that's sad, really. People don't know how to talk to one another.
And I think that's probably where the sort of intergenerational differences will really come to the fore, is that, you know, we're quite, Sheila and I are quite old school, and we just like to chat. Whereas, you know, in the session that I was in, they were actually chatting through their smartphones, and they were sat next to each other on a bench, but they were chatting through their phones. And I found an element of that really quite sad, that, you know, that social interaction seems to be far and far less, isn't it, now that we're moving into this new age technology.
I also find it quite rude, because if you're listening to somebody, you're not listening to them, you're too busy texting your neighbour. And I think that really, I don't know.
I think it seems to me that there's a whole new kind of a whole new kind of body language emerging that involves how we relate to people when we've got our hands full of stuff, and that we're trying to manage multiple conversations, and trying to process those can be quite tricky. And I guess that all the technology is really is itself quite adolescent at the moment. That it's driven by novelty and excitement because everything's accelerating so fast. But over the next 10 years, perhaps that's one of the big changes is that we'll start to sort of moderate that with what's actually good for us as human beings, what our limits are in terms of the information that we can handle, but how we can actually use this technology to make those interactions more meaningful. Because I love the fact that I'm going up to see my mum later on today after I leave Leicester, and I love the fact that when I go and see her, we're picking up on a conversation that we've been having online for the last month. So that rather than it getting in the way, because she's 250 miles away from me, that I can follow the minutiae of her day on Twitter. And then when I go and see her, I go, oh, how was your Petanque game? And I know she was playing Petanque because she told me on Twitter.
I think I quite agree with you on that. And I've got friends who live abroad and other friends who've got kids abroad with grandchildren abroad, and the use of Skype and being able to actually sit in front of a screen and see your grandchildren, who you may never see for a year in real life, must be really something tremendous. Because when you look back, and I can remember my cousins going over to Australia on the £10 deal, and it took years before we ever saw them again. Yeah. And, you know, technology has brought people so much closer that you don't have to feel that you've got to get on a plane to go and see them. You just switch on your computer and sit there and talk to them. And I think for that, I think is fantastic. Really.
So I guess there's just a balance to be found.
Yeah,
because we know there's good. The good is evident in our lives every day. But also, we're going to struggle. There's a transition that's going to happen.
Yes.
And I mean, novelty for some people is in and of itself quite addictive. That there are people whose personality type is, oh, something new. I must have the new shiny thing.
Boys and their new toys, I know, you're absolutely right. But, you know, like you said, if you think back to how we've moved on in the last 10 years with the mobile phones themselves, I think the next 10 years will be very, very exciting. Very exciting. And I think you either go with it or you don't, to be honest, And I hope as a city that we do, because there's a lot more that we can do and a lot more that we can do for the city and make it a much more exciting, vibrant place if we do embrace technology.
Shimmel, Sheila, thank you so much. I think, as you can hear, it's going to be quite an exciting day. The people here are willing to wrestle with all the kind of implications of technology, good and bad, for the city, for their own lives. It's an incredibly cross kind of cultural and cross-generational crowd here. It's really exciting. I'm really sorry I missed the first couple of hours, and I'm going to get stuck in now. You can follow it at amplified10.com. 10, that's the number. 10. amplified10.com/viz20leic for Leicester. So viz20leic. Or just follow me on Twitter. twitter.com/solobassteve. And I'll be updating with what's going on.